As the musicians warm up for the last dress rehearsal, and technical director Bob Brimmer staples a final black drape into place, I spot Adam Nudhohmeyer, a chairmaker from Sandwich, sitting alone in the 665-seat Hanaway Theater in a surprisingly snazzy outfit. His daughter, Amelia, is a regular performer with the Education Theater Collaborative, and I assume he's just here to watch.
Have you seen any of these rehearsals yet?
I'm in it.
Oh, you're in it?
Yeah.
I thought you were just well-dressed.
The 43-year-old chairmaker plays 17-year-old Sketch.
I am one of the nicest kids in town, but sort of the irony in that statement is, of course, is the white nicest kids are not genuinely the nicest kids for the most part.
But this is one of the charms of these yearly ETC musicals, seeing friends and neighbors like Adam, or restaurateur Alex Ray, on stage with talented pros like Becky Bass, who's come up from Rhode Island and plays the part of Motormouth Mabel.
And I feel like it's just so important to have youth and community members involved in shows like this, because it really forms the heart. I mean, pros are wonderful too. I'm not hitting on the pros, but sometimes they take it so seriously where they just forget about what's important when we're doing a show like this.
As director Trish Lindbergh tells me, Hairspray is set in a racially divided Baltimore of 1962.
Hairspray is actually based on a true story that back in the 60s, actual television shows did have a Negro Day, or a one day a month when black teens were allowed to dance on their show. So this play actually takes that story and uses it as a vehicle to really talk a lot about race, about body image, about people accepting each other's differences, and the importance of treating everyone equally.
12-year-old Lexi Rankert is a 7th grader from Rumney.
This is my first time doing a professional play, but I've done school plays. My character is little Inez. She can be very headstrong, but she's also very upset about the situation that she was put into, that people are unwilling to accept other people who are different than them as people. You know, there's race and there's sexuality, there's everything.
As an African American in a largely white town and state, Lexi says the song, "I Know Where I've Been," speaks to her own feelings about race and inequality.
It is kind of the heart and soul of the show, and I think it's really cool that I get to be a part of this number, and it's really an emotional piece, and I almost cried the first time I heard it. It is really amazing.
Right before the final dress rehearsal starts, director Trish Lindbergh gathers her two leads, Kai DeMello Folsom and Jenna Lee Miller, into a loose hug.
I think at this point, in this version of what we're doing,
yeah,
you know Link the best, you know Tracy the best. This is your story right now, and yeah, it's your Tracy, right?
Yeah.
And it's your Link, and you just need to bring those characters to life.
Okay.
And you're going to do it beautifully.
Thanks, so, Trish.
I'm very happy.
Thank you,
Trish. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
The music starts, the show begins, and I don't want to spoil anything, but you don't want to miss it. For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.